Everyone in this community has a story. The Public Library's Listening Project seeks to honor our common ground and our diversity by creating an archive of oral histories. We encourage people to inquire and listen to each other's life experiences and set aside some time for an interview, which will be recorded and saved for posterity at the Public Library. In this interview, Leo Ness tells his son John about how the Petersburg High School team used to play basketball at the Sons of Norway before a gym was built, and how they won the tournament in 1929.
Believe it or not, that's where we played basketball when I was in high school.
Really?
It didn't have any gymnasium, and that was pretty small, but that's where we played. It had a balcony at one end. And there wasn't the only seats they had was along the sides of the, and there were benches. Yeah, we played high school basketball there, down there from, you know, Ketchikan, Wrangell, and then we'd go down there on fishing boats. 29 was when they won. I didn't get to play. Well, I was on the squad, see? The main guys were like junior seniors. Herbert Murad, big guy, he was the center. Harold Runsted, he was a forward. And Arnold Woswick was on there, running guard, they called him. And then there was Joe Cucklin. He was from Cake, but no high school out there, so he went in here. Yeah, that was quite some time. We had to go up to Juneau to play for Southeast, and we played three games there and won two out of three, so we had the Southeast championship. And then the coach was named Jess Ames. He wasn't really hired by the school, but he was a ball player from University of Washington. But he was working for a mink farm over here. Well, he couldn't go to, the coach couldn't go to Fairbanks. Had a certain time for the pelting or something over here, and he had to come back. And I couldn't go because I was the youngest one, and they could only take seven guys. And the others were all older than I, and three of them were from Cake. Yeah. On the way going up there, they went on different steamboats, and they'd, you know, in the winter, all the freight and everything come up on steamboats, and then they'd stop and unload in each town, you know, and then go to the next, and that's the practice our team got. They'd stop, and it took them long enough to unload maybe a day or two, you know, all the freight they had, and they'd go up and play the town teams, our high school, yeah, and winning too. They got off the boat and Seward, and then they'd taken the railroad, had a railroad going up to Fairbanks. And they one place there it snowed so hard that he got snowbound for a week on the way getting up there. Yeah. Well, they were going from high school here till they got back, I think 6 weeks or something like that. Yeah, that's right.
They didn't have a travel policy in those days,
yeah,
either.
When they come back on a steamboat, I think half the town went down the dock to greet that boat. It was the first high school championship, I was going to say state, but there was no state in that time either.
Yeah, it was territorial in those days.
Yeah, territory.
The Listening Project is waiting for your story. Contact the Public Library to learn more or call Julie Hersey at 772-3967. You can also access the entire interview and others at the Listening Project blog at listeningprojectpsg.wordpress.com.